As I think back of the various gifts that have come my way, there are some that keep on giving. They give in different ways. And I've mentioned this before, that a while ago, when I was in grade 11, my dad gave me a camera. And in so many ways, that gift has been keeps on giving. It's something that I've enjoyed. It's something that's part of my way of life and something I keep with me all the time, just about. But it's also a place where I can tell stories. I can tell stories. You know, I was hiking back in the mountains, and I was going past this village, and this little girl was there, and I just caught that picture, right? Tell another story here. So the people back in the mountains live in really rustic situations, and a friend and I hiked a distance of about 44 miles in one day. We went from 7,000 feet up to 10,000 feet and back again, and along the way was this fellow, and the only way they could get their grain from where they are, from the field to their home, was to put it on their back, and they carried it with them, right? So another part of this story is we were sleeping in a pine forest, and it was just dusk, and this little girl came to watch and wondering, what are they doing there? They're putting their sleeping bags out under the trees, and her father was standing beside her, but I leaned up against a tree and was able to get a picture of her. So it tells the story. It keeps telling the story. A friend and I went up to Kashmir, which is as far north as you can go in India, and on the right-hand side, there's a picture of how high we climbed in about 2.5 hours, up to about 10,000 feet. And you look down, and you see the valley, and you see, oh, what a beautiful, beautiful view. And then on the way, we stopped at this part of a glacier, and these people were sitting around there, and so caught this picture there, or a picture of another traveler, and so this gift keeps on giving. From our residents, from the school that we lived, I grew up in, from the residents, we could get a number of different kinds of sunsets, or moonset, and the winter line. The winter line is a unique phenomena that when it gets this time of the year, a line forms across the horizon, and the sun sets behind that line, and it glows red for a long time. And it's a beautiful, beautiful phenomenon. And if you, here's some other pictures of what you might see as the bus depot and the fog coming in, the kind of path we had to walk on, and so on. And then I did some wedding photography as well. And here's my niece's niece's wedding, and it was snowing that day, so we got some unique features into this wedding pictures. And I think you might know Andrea. She's from this church. She grew up in this church, and took pictures at her wedding. And along the way, in Catholic Social Services, they had a photo contest, and for 6 years in a row, I put my pictures in, different pictures in, and I got first prize. And say, "Woo!" That's because these contests, they would go out to the different people, and they would vote on which pictures they wanted in the calendar. And so for 6 years in a row, and after that, they said, Gary's stacking the cards here. He can't get first prize after that. So I didn't get any more after that. But it took me into the place where I never thought I'd go. I became the sort of the official, unofficial photographer, and for the great events that they had at Catholic Social Services, Gary, come and take pictures. So I took pictures of Margaret Clarkston when she came to Edmonton. I took pictures of Ralph Klein as he came through our agency, and even Jean Chrétien. So that's my claim to fame. Right, so it's a gift that just keeps on giving. It keeps on giving. Carol and I do some of the wedding photography together, and we enjoy this gift. Proverbs 18:16 says, "The gift opens the way and ushers the giver into the presence of the great." When I received this gift from my father, I had no idea where this would take me. But in some ways, it ushered my presence into my person into the presence of the great. Maybe you have gifts like that, gifts that you've received and you don't know where it's going to go. But it's a gift that you enjoy. It's something that goes deeper than just a present on Christmas Day. And it's a gift that has the potential, because it's part of your passion, part of where you live. And it ushers somewhere into the presence of the great. And the story is not written yet. The end is not written yet. But let's translate this or paraphrase this in another way. The gift of an engagement ring shows the intention in the heart of the giver into the soul of the receiver. This is a gift that keeps on giving. This becomes the gift that keeps on giving. It's from this gift that energy in the relationship focuses on the marriage and the life together. And so it has this energy in this gift, right? And you say, what's in a ring? Well, the ring is a symbol, but it's more from what is in the heart, from one person, from the guy to the girl in our culture. And so it really sets the life in motion from there, right? I teach the marriage preparation course for the Catholic diocese in this area. And one of the things I ask the group to do as we get to know each other is say, so what was the proposal like? And they would tell the story, oh, the proposal. You know, some had really elaborate stories and how they tried to make it a surprise, and it was a surprise. And some just like, well, you know what, my plan didn't work, so here it is. Right? But the story is a story that keeps reliving. It's a story that as people tell the story, each couple is separate, is different. And they talk about how this happened and what happened in that time. And you can just feel the excitement as they prepare for their wedding because of the engagement. The engagement ring shows the intention of the heart of the giver to the soul of the receiver. Maybe for guys, it's saying, you know what, when I give the ring, it ushers me into the presence of a great person, right? Just think of that. You give this ring, and it ushers you into the presence of a great person. All right. So, let's take another paraphrase. The gift of a child, either through adoption or natural birth, opens the way for the parents to love this child and to give the child back to the service of God, the community, and maybe the world. Wow, the gift of a child opens the way for the parents to love this child, to give this child back to the service of God, to the community, and to the world. Wow, we think of this gift of a child. We don't know what the end result is going to be. We don't know where this is going to take us. But this child has the potential, and we want to raise this child to love God and to be participant in the community, in the church, in the community, and maybe even the world. And so this gift has a huge way of keeping on giving, and we're always reminded of that. Actually, you know, I'm a grandpa now, it's just realized, you know, this gift just keeps going on. Now we have these grandchildren, and it's just so exciting when they come over and to play with them and to get to know them and have the experience of having them close to us so that we can see them every week. That is incredibly special. So let's rephrase this or re-paraphrase this. The gift the wise men brought to Jesus opened the way to meet Jesus and worship him, the King of the Jews. Imagine, they had these gifts and there was a star, but that it created their journey. It created their motivation. We've got to go. These gifts have to be given to this King. And so this gift kept on giving, and we have this today, and some of those gifts that the wise men gave were symbolic of some of how Jesus needed them later on. And you think of the gift that they give, ushered them into the presence of the great. They first of all, they went to to Herod. They thought, well, maybe it'll usher us into the presence of Herod. But Herod said, no, I'm not that person. Who is this guy? We don't know who this person is. And they discovered who it was, and then they ended up following the star to Bethlehem. And this gift ushered them into the presence of the great Messiah, who came as a baby. Powerful, powerful gift, right? The gifts brought them to that space and to that place. So let's rephrase this again another way. The gift of Jesus opens the way for God, the great giver, to show his love in a tangible way to reconcile his creation. The gift of Jesus opens the way for God to be the great giver, to show his love in a tangible way to reconcile his creation. John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world, all of creation, that he gave his only Son." Imagine that. So the gift of God in giving Jesus shows this incredible love for the world. And it keeps on giving, it keeps on giving, it keeps on coming. So Mary speaks about this in her song in Luke chapter 1, 46 to 56. So Mary says, "His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation." So this gift goes from one generation to the next, and it keeps on going. This gift, he has performed mighty deeds with his arm, and he's scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. And so this gives a sense of how this gift is impacting Mary. Can you believe it? And then 52, he says, "He has brought down the rulers from their thrones, and he has lifted up the humble." So you get a sense of how this gift is going to impact the world. In verse 53, "He has filled the hungry with good things, but sent the rich away empty." Wow, this gift keeps on giving. And it gives to the humble, it gives to the hungry, it gives to those in need, right? What does it give? It gives the love of Jesus. It gives us Jesus, that Jesus came to this world, and the gift keeps on giving and giving and giving. And then Colossians 1, verses 19 and 20 says, "For God was pleased to have all the fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross." Wow. So this reconciliation is something that God is continually doing because of the cross. The cross has come and God is reconciling the world to himself. Sometimes we think, you know, how can this be? This world is falling apart. It's going crazy. But somewhere God has a plan. He's reconciling this world to himself because of the cross, because of his gift to us. It keeps on going. It keeps on going. Now let's take another one. The gift of salvation opens the door of Jesus to live in the lives of those who choose to be his disciples. Think of that. Not only is Jesus a gift to the world, but he's a gift to us personally. It's a gift to his disciples to live as those who choose to be his disciples, who choose to allow Jesus to be Lord of their lives. And this is a tremendous gift. And so this gift that was given back there keeps on going, but it is renewed in our lives, it's reborn in our lives. And it's this gift that keeps us going, and it gives, keeps us giving back. It keeps us loving God, this gift that God has given us. When Jesus is presented in the temple, Simeon says, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory to your people Israel." And so this gift this prophecy that happened as Jesus was presented in the temple as a baby had some tremendous impact, because it's something that is meant for all nations, for all people. It's not just meant for a select group. This is meant for all of us. And so this gift is so profound. It just keeps on living. It keeps on going. It keeps on pursuing us. And then in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, that was read this morning, "For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and it is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." So when we come to the cross, we come as people who are equal. No one is better than the other. When we come to the cross, we're all part of humanity. And because it is a gift that we accept, we can't say this person is better or this person is lower or higher or whatever. Because it is a gift that is given. We can't boast about our works. We can't boast about all that, you know, who we are or who we were or so on. But we in humility come before God and say, "Here I am. Here I am." And this is so critical, because when you think of it, this opens the door for people of different races to come together. This opened the door for people of different strategies or in society to come together. We're equal as we come together in the presence of God. And it is through faith. It is something that we have to trust. We have to trust that this gift is who God says he is. Otherwise, we do it in vain. And so trust is an important element as we walk, as we think of this gift, as we embrace this gift. But let's go one step further. So having received the gift of salvation, the door opens to the very presence of God, who is the giver of the gift, and to participate in God's handiwork and mission in the world. And so this completes it. This gift that we receive allows us to be in the presence of the great of God. Isn't that amazing? We can come in the presence of God. And I know in our, as we thought of healthy spirituality, one of the things that is being taught, one of the elements is that, you know, we need to keep that relationship strong and to take time, what he calls a daily office, take time maybe twice a day when we meditate and reflect on Scripture, and we spend time in silence, that we learn to take a Sabbath off, because a Sabbath helps us to renew our relationship with Jesus, that we delight in this relationship and that we trust God enough to say, "This is the day I want to take off as a Sabbath." Now, I know I struggle with that a lot, because my Sabbath is my work day. Sunday is my work day, right? So when do I take a Sabbath, and how do I take it that I can delight in God? But each of us have to do that, because we can come in the presence, we're invited to come in the presence of the great. Because of this gift, we can come in the presence of God. And so this is really critical. And when we think of the last part of Ephesians 2, Paul says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." And so this gift keeps on giving as we recognize, you know, we can't keep this to ourselves. God has gifted us in some things, and he's shaping us and forming us to be the kind of people he'd like us to be. And as we learn to understand that, we learn that we have been created, we have been made to give back, to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. And so this gift just keeps on giving. It gives in so many ways. It invites us into the presence of God, and it invites us into the community, into the church community, in our community, into the world. And then just to quote again, "The gift opens the way and ushers the giver into the presence of the great." Think of that for a moment. The gift opens the way and ushers the giver into the presence of the great. The giver of the gift is God. The gift is Jesus. And the receiver of the gift is us. And in a sense, if you think of it, through Jesus, the love is so great as he comes part of our life. What does Jesus think about us? We are in some way the presence of God. God considers it so important to show this love to us and have us respond, that he's saying, you are part of my creation. I love you. You are unique. You're created in my image. And let me complete that image by offering this gift of Jesus to you. So, it seems like we can err in two ways. The gift becomes rules when love is taken out of the relationship. So, you know, we get comfortable in the rules, right? Yeah, if I do this, then I'm a good believer or good Christian. If I don't do this, then I'm out. And we get stuck in the rules, right? But when there's no love there, then the rules become very legalistic. And we can easily judge people for what they do or they don't do, right? The other extreme, I think, is so important as well. The gift becomes devalued when love is taken out of the relationship and we think we can do what we want. Well, we have the ticket, after all, to get there, and we can just live life as we want. This too is an error on the other side. And so, the gift becomes life-giving when we constantly embrace Jesus and live with him as our Lord. And the rules that we obey are not rules of the law, but they are rules of love. They are rules of responding to the love of God because of the gift that has been given to us. Such a precious gift. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you came as a gift to this world. And as a gift, we open our hands and want to receive you as our gift. But as we embrace you as our gift, you bring us into your kingdom. Thank you. And as we live in your kingdom, we pray that we'll be your children, that we'll reflect the giver and the gift in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.